Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
It's our weekly chat with Steve Palazzolo. Used to work for PFF. Now he's with the 33rd team. His podcast, Check the Mic, doing huge numbers with Sam Monson. And Steve, let's start with, I think nationally everybody thinks the big story here is the quarterback, so let's do that. If you were Arthur Smith and Mike Tomlin, would you go with Russell Wilson or Justin Fields against the Raiders?
I think I'd roll with Justin Fields, at least for one more week, give him one more chance. I thought that was his worst game on Sunday night against Dallas, but he'd been playing pretty well. It's not like it's an explosive offense right now, but man, I mean, the way George Pickens was running routes and, you know, not having him on the field as often as they did, it's not like Fields is in this great situation, or either quarterback, really, in this great situation to produce. I think I'd roll with Fields at least for one more week, see if he could, bounce back from last week.
If he doesn't play well against the Raiders and they lose, which always still feels like a possibility when the Raiders are on the schedule for the Steelers, how much of an upgrade could Russell Wilson actually give them? Like, what is in there that Russell Wilson does well that would be something Steelers fans could be at that point optimistic about?
Yeah, I mean, the could factor with Russ is just higher, because that's how you ask it. He could provide, more consistent deep ball. I know Fields has made a few nice plays down the field, but Russ could flip the field with that deep ball. He could, probably take care of the ball a little bit better, certainly better than Fields did the other night. I just don't know what you're getting from Russ at this point in his career. I think we're 4 years removed from high-end football from Russell Wilson, even though he was pretty good statistically with Denver. And then last year, I mean, there were some plays last year outside of structure where he showed some of that magic, scrambling away and getting a ball to Cortland Sutton in the end zone against Buffalo. Like, there was a few of those special outside of structure plays. I think that might be the one other piece where if Russ could tap into that once or twice a game, that maybe you're getting a little bit more than what Fields has done to this point.
Steve, do you think that the offensive production, the 18 points, is a byproduct of Justin Fields being limited as a player, or do you think it's more about like a self-imposed by the coaching staff conservative approach to the way they're trying to play?
Yeah, I think some of it's self-imposed, just the game flow of those first few games that they're saying, hey, we're playing a defensive-minded game. I think Fields has done a better job of just, hitting his first read, getting the ball out, but a lot of it's short underneath stuff. They've taken a few, few shot plays here and there, but again, it's not like, other than George Pickens, it's, tough to get anybody open down the field to create those big plays. So I think it's a little bit of personnel and a little bit of most of the games have been defensive-minded, and I think that's where the Steelers have been most comfortable playing, is just a little bit more conservative approach.
Steve, what the heck would you do with George Pickens if you were the Steelers?
I don't know. How do you guys do this? How do you do this all the time? You get excited about a player, he's awesome. And then it's like, oh, he doesn't want to play anymore. Like, what is this Tom? Does Tomlin find, I'm going to ask you guys the question. Does Tomlin find the guys that he can, like, they were always a little crazy, but he got them good for 2 or 3 years, and then they, it just catches up to him? Or do they go crazy when they're in Pittsburgh? Like, what's the deal here?
I think he is the classic woman in a relationship who dates guys who she thinks she can fix. I think that's what he does.
And it worked for a while. This is why I don't want to be a GM, guys, because I would make this great pick like George Pickens, great football player, but, you know, at some point he would just quit on me and I'd be upset. But, I mean, they know how to push the buttons, and it pushes buttons so that he wants to play and be awesome, because when he plays, he is awesome. Find a way to do that. How's that?
I just feel it's like an easier said than done thing. It just, I'm at my wit's end already with Pickens, so I'll move on to something else.
Actually, I have one more on him, Steve.
Please.
As a wide receiver, you say he's awesome, but is he actually awesome? Like, when you turn on tape of George Pickens, do you see him, like, doing the complete route tree of things that set him apart and can potentially make him one of the great wide receivers in the NFL?
I think he's shown flashes of it. I mean, I was just watching, like, the lack of effort thing is just a whole different story, but the first pass that Fields threw that probably should have been picked, I feel like Pickens, you know, slowly running into his route kind of threw off his timing. Like, he had to come off that read quicker, and he just kind of chucked it. It throws everything off. But when Pickens had those few plays last year where the catch and runs for 70-plus yards, that was the part of his game I felt like, okay, he can do that now. And he does the contested catch thing. Yeah, he's not the best route runner at getting open all the time, but I think he could be an intermediate threat, a deep threat. And I think he's shown enough of the after-the-catch ability that, yeah, I think he could be a pretty good all-around receiver, even if he's not, say, A.J. Brown or Justin Jefferson.
Steve, here's a couple of names of Raiders quarterbacks in the past who have beaten the Steelers. Bruce Gradkowski, Terrell Pryor. Bruce is our guy, but I think even Bruce would say, like, hey, they don't expect to lose to me when I'm playing against them. I think they were like a 13-point underdog, the Raiders were that day. Terrell Pryor, I believe Ryan Clark and the rest of that defense are still chasing the other guy who didn't have the ball while Pryor takes off running. So this has been a horrifying run for them when they go out to, you know, usually it was Oakland and play the Raiders. Do we have anything to fear from Aiden O'Connell? As Steelers fans, is this the kind of player whose profile, the way he plays the position, could actually make him dangerous on Sunday?
Yes, Aiden O'Connell can be dangerous any given week. That was kind of the story of him at Purdue. That was the story of him last year as a rookie. Now, it was like every other week for him. He had a game Christmas Day against the Chiefs. He didn't complete a pass in the first half, and they were winning because of defense. The other game against the Chiefs, he was cooking. Like, they were putting up points. He was making big-time throws. He's got some special plays in him. He can make some pretty nice throws down the field. He's a little volatile, so, like, yeah, you could get, if you get good Aiden O'Connell, then yeah, you might be able to add him to the list of Bruce and Pryor and everybody else.
Steve, I was talking to somebody who played in the NFL recently. You know who he compared him to? He said he's a very poor man's Kirk Cousins. That's what he said to me. That's what the person said on Aiden O'Connell. You see that?
I don't see that.
I'm going to text that person back and say your opinion's horse crap.
I would say he's more on, like, the Ryan Fitzpatrick spectrum of
okay.
Yeah. It's more like that continuum of, like, a little bit of crazy and a little bit of, hey, when it all works, you know, watch out. You're putting points on the board. That's what I see. Yeah.
Why is this defense, which is the highest paid in the NFL, why has it looked so average the last 2 weeks, Steve?
The Steelers?
Yes.
Nick Herbig got hurt. They didn't give up a touchdown until he got hurt. Just saying. That dude's he's an impact player. He's a difference maker.
Was $13 million on Patrick Queen a mistake?
Probably. I know. I mean, aren't they happy with how he's playing? Isn't that how
they are? They are, but they're the only ones. I think pretty much every fan is tired.
Okay.
Tired already of not seeing much happen there.
Yeah, I'm no longer with PFF, but a PFF user, right? Grade user. And when you look at Queen's grades, it is fascinating because he had, like, two bad years, two good years, which coincided with Mike McDonald being there, and then the grades back down again. He is a very interesting use case where the only time he produced using that metric was with Mike McDonald, who does a really nice job of maximizing linebackers, setting them free, and letting them make plays. So, yeah, something to keep an eye on. I think that's – that. Honestly, that was part of the risk, I thought, with Clean, is that he was kind of bad for 2 years until McDonald got there, and if he's not in that system, is that an issue?
Steve, I'll give you one more, which is kind of like back in your old wheelhouse. The big play stats, the interceptions, the fumble recoveries, the forced fumbles, the getting down near the line of scrimmage, tackles for loss, breaking up passes. We're not seeing Minkah Fitzpatrick do any of that. Does that mean he's playing poorly, not up to a standard? What do you think?
No, I mean, those are nice as a safety, but I don't think that's the determining factor. I think he's, you know, a lot of that's luck, right? The ball finds him, and, you know, I think those tend to fluctuate year to year. So some guys feel like, they're a ball magnet, and they'll always make those plays. But Minkah, a lot of it's usage pattern. You have to be playing in and around the line of scrimmage, and, certain things have to break your way. So I don't think that's how I would determine safety play. I think he seems fine so far this year.
All right, Steve Palazzolo, 33rd team. We'll talk again next week. Thank you, Steve.
Yep, thank you, guys.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com